You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hello, everyone. It's Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
And this is a special edition of GTA Heat Check brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports. Don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things world of sports. I got two very special guests with us today. We have Rishi here, and we have Ken Poppy of Palm Sports. How we doing, gentlemen?
Doing absolutely amazing. How you doing, my man?
Wonderful.
Playing. I'm doing great. I'm glad to have you guys here. We were talking a little bit before we got started about content creating, and Rishi, I want you to kind of tap into that again if you can, just for the audience to let them know. What is Palm Sports? And then break down your feelings and thoughts on content creating and making it a full-time job.
Yeah, exactly. So to start, Palm Sports is an app. It's a platform by which anyone of any age can hop onto our app, hop onto our platform, and essentially find a coach quickly right around them. So if you're an athlete looking to find a coach to better develop your skills, take you to the next level in your game, basketball, baseball, football, whatever sport you might play, and you need a coach to help you get better, well, hop onto our app, find a coach that suits your needs, and then hire them to coach you so you can get better. So that's the main part of our app right there. We also, just in a nutshell, quick nutshell, if you're a coach and you're looking for clients, join our app. Join to be a Palm Sports coach, because every single athlete you coach on our app, you get money. You get paid to coach these athletes. So if you're a coach looking to supplement your income in any way, become a coach under our app and get paid to do what you love, to train athletes all around you. So that's, in a nutshell, what we do is we connect athletes to coaches and even athletes to one another. We also involve venues, so we help venues get in some, you know, foot traffic, get these coaches and athletes into their places so that they can generate further income. But nonetheless, it's a connection. It's a connection that we're creating between coaches and athletes. Okay. Now, in terms of content creation, sorry, go ahead if you had something to say.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing and listening. Like, okay, I was trying to understand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, you've got it, Antonio. And so when it comes to content creation, you know, content creation for any company is a tall task, right? And when it comes to sports, there's a few good things and there's a few things that work against us as well, right? The good things is there's plenty of sports. There's plenty of things going on in some sport or another. Although I'm sad that NBA and NFL seasons are, you know, it's off season now. It always makes me so sad to not have any NBA or NFL. But nonetheless, even when those seasons, you know, are on a hiatus, we have plenty of sports to go through, right? Baseball season's upon us right now. My beloved team, the Blue Jays, are on a 5-game skid right now, but nonetheless, there's always sports to have content to talk about, but it's about how you present that content, how you find time to create that content, circling back from all your regular things that you do in life, that life throws at you, and then coming back to create content that's engaging, that's interesting, that's colorful, creative, unique, whatever it may be. It takes a lot of you know, person power, takes a lot of time, and it takes a toll on you as well. So but it's something that everybody needs. And as a company, it's your bread and butter, right? It's the way that you connect with your audience. It's the way that you connect with the world. So it's a task that's hard. It's a task that's tall, but it's a task that when you see the results of it, it's very, very satisfying. It's very, very fruitful in seeing that you're engaging with your audience, that your audience is engaging with you.
Okay, a couple of different things I want to tap into. Doing my little bit of research and development when it comes to this interview, I saw Wii Sports and Palm Sports. Is it the same thing? Can you kind of break that down for us? Is there
Absolutely.
A difference between Wii Sports Absolutely. And Palm Sports? Can you break that down for me?
Yeah, sure. We started out initially our third partner. He's not with us today, but he works at a law firm where Rishi is right now. But anyways, he came up with the name Wii Sport. We loved it. We ran with it. Then we realized that somebody else had that name in Europe, and there was a conflict. So then Rishi came up with had to come up with another name. So Rishi came up with Palm Sports, and Rishi could explain why he chose Palm Sports opposed to Gym Sports. But regardless. He's the one who came up with Palm Sports. So that's why you have Wii Sport, which is a corporate name, and Palm Sports, which is also a corporate name. Palm Sports is registered as a corporation in Florida.
Gotcha.
So okay. How do we get Palm Sports? That's a good question. So essentially, we had to move away from the Wii Sport name because we wanted to be unique. We don't want to affiliate with anybody who's already got that name out there. So Palm Sports was our way of sharing Ken's story, Pompeii, right? So we took the palm out of Pompeii, right, and we made it Palm Sports so that everybody knows that we're taking the Pompeii way, which is what we're going to talk about in just a bit, but the Pompeii sure. way, and we're bringing it into an app. So that's why we call it Palm Sports. So that was our new name, and it's our current name as we stand today.
Okay, thank you for that, because I saw the two names, two companies, one company.
That's one.
But I have to ask now, because that's a perfect segue. Actually, who is Ken Pompeii?
Ken Pompeii is a father, and Ken Pompeii is a businessman. Ken Pompeii is an individual who loves life. That's who I am, and bringing up my boys, I wanted to be a part of their world to the point where I chose to be a house dad for 5 years when Dalton was born. So my wife would go out and work. I'd be the one cooking the meals, taking care of the little guy, and loving every minute of it. And then I had an opportunity to take part in Tristan's life when he was a little infant as well. But it was a choice of mine. I wanted to be with my boys as much as possible, especially in the early years, in the development years. And I didn't know how to play baseball. I didn't know how to play basketball formally, except for bounce a ball through it in a hoop, soccer, kick a ball, that sort of thing. You know, I came from a less fortunate lifestyle in terms of we weren't financially equipped to manage the world, manage life. So as a boy, we had to do everything the cheap way. My track meets were in the hallways of my building, and I'd run against guys in my building. We'd run track from one end of the hall to the other end of the hall, and anything that didn't cost money, I'd be involved in. But as an adult, I had the wherewithal, I had the financial means to put my kids into organized sports. So I chose to put them in baseball, basketball, and soccer. But because I didn't know how to play these sports, as a businessman, I hire people. So right. I hired coaches to teach them and myself how to play these sports properly. And it worked to the point where both boys got drafted to the MLB, you know, so, and that wasn't because I knew how to play the game. I hired people who were very good at knowing how to play the game, knowing how to bat properly, throw a pitch properly, run properly. I hired a track coach to teach the boys how to run properly. And but I didn't just hire any coach. I hired the best coaches I could find because, again, I had the money to pay them. And I offered them money. And most of them did not work with little kids. I started hiring coaches ever since Dalton was 7 years old. Every coach said, I don't work with little kids. I work with elite athletes. I put money in front of them. They said, how soon could I get there? How soon could I get there? So that old school. So that's how I did it back in the day. But now we got technology. And Rishi and David came to me and said, hey, we got this idea. What do you think of it? It's exactly what I did, but we've modernized it by putting technology behind it. So that's who I am. That's who I am. So a guy who loves life and want to be here as long as I possibly can. And make a positive difference in the world. That's what I'm about.
Okay, to the right place. So we represent the same standards and principles in life as well, GTA Sports. So, Tone, you know, you got a question for Mr. Kidd?
So, like, the app, is it, like, for any, like, all over?
Yeah, ping pong. You want to learn how to play ping pong? You can hire a coach on the app to play ping pong, to teach you how to play ping pong properly. Palm Sports is for, again, I didn't know how to play baseball, man. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make sure that this app would be able to take care of any parent, any individual who wanted to learn any sport without knowing anything about it, just by hiring somebody who could teach you how to get there. You know, it's very difficult to find the gold if you don't know where the gold is. But if somebody says, hey, it's right there, it's easy to get to the gold. But you need coaching, and that's where Palm Sports comes in. Hey, Rishi, want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that everything that Ken used to do the old school way, you know, Ken spared you a few of the details, but he really used to do it the old school way maybe Ken doesn't think of it as old school so much because it maybe feels like yesterday, but you know, to raise funds for his kids to kind of be able to get to the events, get to the training sessions, hire the coaches, pay for those coaches, all the equipment. You know, sports is a really expensive endeavor, especially some sports are more expensive than others. Baseball is one of those, you know, equipment heavy, coach heavy sports. And so Ken, as noted, he wasn't the most financially well off when this whole process started, this whole dream journey started. So what he did was he took a clipboard, a piece of paper on a clipboard, and took it around to fellow colleagues, athletes, families, etc., and asked if they can sponsor or contribute towards the funding, you know, Dalton and Tristan Pompey. And just that knock on the door approach with a paper and a clipboard and a pen, he was able to garner funding for his kids that allowed them to excel to the next level. And eventually both of his children made it to the MLB. I mean, it's pretty lucky for one to make it to the MLB, but for two to make it to the MLB, that's far from luck. That has to do maybe a little bit portion of luck, but a lot of it has to do with skill, coaching, all the good things that Ken just, you know, summarized for us. So basically, we want to take that old school methodology of trying to find coaches, trying to better your kids or better yourself as an athlete, and just bring it to the technological forefront, which is an app, right? Just put it in the palm of everybody's hands, wherever you are in the world, whether it's, you know, the US, Canada, wherever you are in the world, we want you to be able to find a coach simply by using your phone.
Uber.
Yeah, exactly like Uber. Uber started in a few, you know, when Uber started, they were just a couple streets in San Francisco, right? They only were like 4 to 6 streets in San Francisco. Now I can go all the way on the other side of the world and find an Uber. That's exactly what we're hoping to do. You know, start local, grow big, and hopefully everyone will have this in the palm of their hands as soon as possible.
I like that. So as a father of 3 boys myself, when I listen to somebody say, this my 2 sons made it to MLB, or LeVar Ball's case, you got 3 boys who made it to the NBA. That's a great resume piece when it comes to presentation. So I have to ask you, Kim, what was the journey like getting your 2 sons to the MLB?
It was trying in that I had to use a lot of strategic maneuvers in order to get them seen by the right people, first of all. First, I had to prepare them. So got the coaches, I was preparing them. Then I had to get them on the right teams. Right. I couldn't put them on a team where they just blew away everybody else. I had to put them on teams where they would be challenged. Then in order to get on some teams, you in Canada, and you have to live in certain jurisdictions to play on that team. So in one case, the best team in the province of Ontario was in a city called Mississauga. We lived in Brampton at the time. I had to, in order to get my son, Dalton, on that team, first of all, I had to get the coach to notice him. So we knew we would be playing this team one day in that year. I had prepared Dalton to pitch the best game he could ever pitch for about 4 months. We worked with a pitching coach, and Dalton and I worked on throwing strikes, pitching well. We prepared for that one game against this team, and Dalton threw a no-hitter for 6 innings. So he definitely impressed the coach. But again, I was being strategic in that. I knew in order to get on that team, first of all, I got to impress this coach. Second, right. I got to live there. So I impressed the coach. Dalton threw a 6-inning no-hitter. And then we had to now get on that team in Mississauga. Because we lived in Brampton, I couldn't just say, here's Dalton, no, because he wouldn't be able to play no matter how good he was. So I had to sell my house in Brampton in order for Dalton to play on that team in Mississauga. So I sold my house. It's my kid. I'll do anything for my kid. So I sold my house. So that's the most memorable experience I've had with the journey in terms of what did I do to get there. Working with the boys, I didn't have the ability to say, is there another 10-year-old kid out there who's as good as Dalton that I can work out with anytime I want? So he'd be working on pitching. We need a pitching coach. We need eyes to look at his pitching. Had to get mom to get catcher's gear, and mom would be the catcher while Dalton threw 50, 60 mile an hour pitches at mom. But mom was there to, again, you be strategic. You got to make this thing. You're doing your best to make your kid the best that they can be in whatever they're doing. So in terms of the journey, yeah, the journey's there, but we didn't think anything of the methods that we use to get the boys to where they are, because it's your kids. You're a dad. You got three kids. You know what it's like to love unconditionally. That's what my wife and I did. We love the boys unconditionally. So the journey continued, but that's the work. And then there's other factors. Dalton being a half-breed kid, half black, half white, he's considered a black person, not a mulatto person or a white person. So even on this best team in Ontario that he played at, he dealt with racism. So at one point, one kid had called him the N-word, and Dalton never heard this. He was totally, he was damaged by it. He was hurt by it. I explained to him that that's just the world we live in. Try to let it slip off your back. But it was difficult for it to slip off his back. And then we had to deal with the coach having to choose sides, because when we brought it to the coach's attention, the coach, unfortunately, he did not choose the side of the black kid or the mulatto kid. He chose the side of the white kid. He actually cut Dalton from the team. So, dude, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, but you got to be resilient. You can't let this stuff stop you. You know, this is the world that we live in. So I continue to move on. I just put Dalton on another team because Dalton is now known as a very good player on the best team in Ontario. Okay, so I just put Dalton on another team. So we just kept moving forward. But there's going to be challenges, even with parents who choose to put their kids in ping pong, volleyball, whatever the sport is. They're going to deal with challenges. But you got to be up for the challenge as a parent, because the kid can't fight for himself. You know, the kids can't drive themselves to the practices, to the games. They're not 16 yet. They don't have driver's license. So you've got to be there. So my wife and I were always there for the boys whenever they needed us, no matter what it was, whether it was physical, mental, emotional, we were there for them. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to stop after they become 30-year-olds. But that's all right, too. That's a lifetime contract right there.
You know it, man.
Exactly. You know it's a lifetime journey, but we're ready for it. But in terms of the challenges, yes, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have injuries. Stuff happens. Don was the starting center fielder of the 2015 Toronto Blue Jays, and then he got he was kind of flabbergasted that he made it to the MLB, this team that we used to go watch on a weekly basis. Now he's actually on the field. He got flabbergasted. So a guy who was hitting well, doing everything well, he was just a little overwhelmed. And unfortunately, he lost his starting spot to another player. And then unfortunately, injuries happen and stuff happens. Life happens. So there's going to be challenges. But again, who do the boys jump on whenever there's a challenge? Their parents, you know? And if they don't have them, it becomes a really difficult journey for them. And so hopefully I didn't talk your ear off there, but
The one thing I noticed, I'm going to give it to Tom. I'm sure you got some questions for you as well. But when I was looking at your page and watching some of your content, I noticed, I saw the one Q&A you did. It was like a 10-minute Q&A interview that you did probably about 2 years ago when you first started.
Okay.
Early beginnings. And I was like, well, I couldn't find enough interviews of you telling your story. So this was really, you know, I wanted this to be a platform where you could share your story, because I believe that is arguably one of the best marketing pieces that you have.
Absolutely.
On sports is telling a true story of your two sons going through the adversity, facing those challenges head on, and ultimately achieving the goal. Even though it may have been short-lived, you still reached the goal. You still made it. A lot of us don't make it. You know, you're still in that small percentage of people, especially our people, that actually get a chance to get the opportunity to create generational wealth and be able to create the opportunity for generations to come.
You got it. Especially being in Canada, too. Making a team on the major leagues in the U.S. It was even tougher for us. So it was even tougher. But again, strategically, had to put ourselves in a place where, how do we get seen by the U.S.?
Right.
Get on the Canadian national team. Mm-hmm. You get on the Canadian national team, the world sees you. So again, being strategic, The goal was get to this team in Mississauga. Second goal, get to the Canadian national team.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slatter with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slatter from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements, stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net, invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
And in order to get to the Canadian national team, they already had a center fielder. Dalton had to be faster, run faster than the current center fielder that was on in the Canadian national team. So because of the track coach I hired from York University, we prepared for this one kid, for this one little sprint that they had to do for tryouts for the Canadian national team. Well, Dalton beat him. Dalton got his job. He was no longer the center fielder on that team, on the Canadian national team. Dalton became the center fielder. Dalton was a very good defensive player, hitter, all of that, but it was his speed that got the coaches' attention. But I knew that. Again, being strategic is something that I do naturally. And sometimes people have to learn that skill. You know, they don't have it naturally. So again, working in the Palm Sports environment, that's what we will be teaching our people and teaching our community. You know, it's not just about the sport. It's about the mental. It's about being strategic. It's a lot of things that go with the sport.
Ultimately, it's not about actually how good you are and the skills you have, but how bad do you want it?
Exactly.
I mean, that's an e-sport, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Or in life in general.
Exactly. I was just going to say a big part of having, you know, that of going through that process is nurturing that talent, is honing that talent, is developing that talent. I mean, I'm sure we all have stories about a friend or a friend of a friend when we were growing up who was an amazing talent, an amazing athlete, an amazing sort of sports prospect that maybe didn't pan out to be all that their potential led them up to be because of the inability to get coaches, the inability to find other players that will make you better and get you to that next level. So it's so important to nurture and hone that talent. And I know every parent out there wants their kids to reach their utmost potential. So it's definitely something that not only you have to start with talent, but you have to nurture that talent as well.
The one thing you didn't mention in that is a key thing that I know Ken definitely can understand and relate to is the nurturing starts with the parents.
Absolutely.
You know, so some of those talents that you may have grown up with that had all the potential in the world, you know, and you could see it, their light shined the brightest, but their parents didn't, you know, perfect that. That bulb didn't get to shine as bright as it could have.
Yeah.
Parents weren't as invested. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If I can just touch on that, like a lot of parents want the best for their kids, but they're just financially unable to provide it to them, right? They may not be at that, you know, socioeconomic stage in their life or point on that ladder to be able to give their kids the things that they need to excel, right? So one part of our app is that when you make a profile, when you join as an athlete, you can actually garner a following of fans, of, you know, supporters, followers, essentially. Those very same supporters and followers can help financially contribute towards your sports goals and your sports endeavors. If you need equipment, you know, to be able to make it to the next practice or the next big game, then you can, again, get that financial support from your following. So it takes a lot of pressure off of parents to be able to find those financial means, those coaching means. We're trying to encompass this Palm Sports app and platform to make it easier for kids, parents, athletes, everyone to excel.
Yeah, and the other side is the mental side. The mental side too will be facilitated within the app as well. If you need a life coach, a mental coach, you got that within the app. Everything is there. My entire experience developing the boys to get them to where they are is portrayed within this app.
Okay. Is there like a certain age group that you guys?
No.
Well, in terms of ages,
like 10, usually 11 when you start really level sport, more likely.
4.5, 2, whatever works.
Yeah.
A lot of us started at like 5. I mean, I started
You know, you find that love later on in life, though, as a kid. Yeah. You don't know about, 11 probably?
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. I think Ken had a bat in Dalton's hands at 2 or 3 years old. Is that right?
I had a basketball in my hand in the crib, so I got pictures to prove that. So, I know. It starts early.
Football player. Just right at the hospital, you're throwing touchdowns, right?
So – I do have a question though. So in regard, because you brought up a good point, Rishi, this is for you. The socioeconomical part of it, how does the app accommodate for those parents that are in less fortunate situations, like Ken was, for instance, in his time growing up with Dalton and Tristan? How does this app financially accommodate those parents that are less fortunate on a socioeconomic level?
Great question. And as Ken said, We're really about giving back. We're really just about changing the world and the way we do things in the world with this app. So number one, time is money, right? As a parent, you might be working 1 job, 2 jobs, 3 jobs, absolutely, who knows? And then taking care of your kids on top of that, to find the time to even find the right coach, to vet the right coach, screen the right coach, and or make those arrangements. Time is money, and that's a costly venture for any parent to do. Sure. We save you all of that time. We have a one-stop shop where you can find all these coaches at the palm of your fingertips, read their profiles, see their experience, vet them yourselves very, very quickly and instantly, so that you bring all that time that Ken used to take to find a coach, bring it right down to slim to none, essentially, because of our app. So number one, you save time, which saves you money at the end of the day. Number two, as I kind of just noted, your athlete, if you're a parent and you have a 14, 15, 16 year old kid that is, you know, great at sports,
right,
post videos, post pictures, post your accomplishments and achievements on your profile, on our app, and gain a following. Tell your friends to support you, because if you need, you know, $1,000 to enter the next tournament that could put you in front of, you know, the radars on some scouts and then you're going to need to come up with that money somehow. Ask your following to contribute to you. And if it's all of the money you need, great. If it's partial amount of the money you need, great. It just helps to relieve a little bit of stress financially for those parents and for those kids. And finally, the one of the other aspects of how parents can really benefit from this is that in terms of coach payments, right, we facilitate everything from finding and paying the coaches through our app. So it's not like you have to go, you have to pay them through any other means, or you have to go to another platform or anything to pay your coach. No, everything from A to Z, finding the coach, matching with the coach, and playing with the coach, paying the coach, it's all within our app. So again, it's all trying to give an athlete and their parents the best user experience to save them as much time and as much money, as much trouble as we can.
So I understand the matchmaking part of it, because I did see the promo trailers and everything in regards to being a sports matchmaking app. And that's the catchphrase, that the coin phrase we're going with, right? So I guess my question is, how does Wii Sports or Palm Sports, since you are the bridge connecting the coaches to the players, trainers, conditioning, and what have you, how does it work for you guys at a price point? Is it a free app, or is there a subscription base? What's the price point for the app in regards to the parents that are going to be looking for the help and assistance that they need to get their child to the next level?
Great question.
The app is free. The coaches, they get it's an Uber model. We modeled this app around the Uber in terms of the infrastructure, whereby the coaches make $1 We give the it's a 75-25 split for so 25% comes.
Okay. Your mic is muted.
Coach, 75%. We keep 25%.
All right.
Can you just cut off there? So
can you repeat that because your mic got muted midway through. Can you start
Yeah, my bad. A call just came in. It's a 75-25 split whereby the coaches, they get 75% of that dollar. Palm Sports gets 25% of that to obviously carry every do all of this stuff in the background. Okay. And that's, again, it's dealable model. Dealable model we thought was a very good model, and it's working all over the world. We can do the same thing. Sure, Uber's suffering at a loss in terms of they're not making enough, but they're making enough to keep the cars on the road, keep the drivers happy, keep the riders happy. We can do the same thing. And if we get shortchanged by just taking 25%, there's other means where we would be making revenue as well. The venues, they come on, they pay a fee for us, you know, putting them on our site. Wherever we can make an extra 10 cents, 5 cents, we will make it there, but we will not gouge the coaches. That does not make any sense whatsoever. We need coaches coming on board.
I had to ask it because I was out of all the videos I saw, I was like, okay, well, I see what they're going for in regards to the target audience, the services that you're offering, everything was there, but I was like, I'm trying to connect the dots. So I was like, okay,
how do we make the money?
How do you make your money? Right. Because at the end of the day, when I interview here at GTA Sports, I want to make sure that every entrepreneur and business gets their model broken down to a science. So that way, when this does get out to the world, they know exactly what they're signing up for, because I could have used a Palm Sports or a Wii Sports when I was growing up for me. You know, my parents couldn't afford to put me with the best trainers and conditioning.
I was raised by a single mama, so.
Or else I'd be playing in Summer League right now with some of these players right now. Summer League, back to what Rishi said earlier, when you're covering sports, what you have to realize is the offseason is just as entertaining, if not more entertaining, because now you get to see the new prospects that just got drafted. They get to showcase their talent. They're playing and fighting for a position. You're going to get some of the best athletes during the off season, because now that everything is in a social media era that we're in, the information era that we're in, you see everything from draft night to preseason. See, back in the 90s, you didn't see all of that because cameras weren't rolling in those facilities and they didn't have all these classic summer leagues going on like they do now, right? So you see a lot of this great, raw, uncut talent that needs coverage, but the mainstream media just wants to focus on the LeBron James, the Steph Currys, the James Hardens, the Damian Lillards, right? Players that have been in the league 9, 10, 12, 20 years in LeBron's case, right? GTA Sports, for instance, we wanted to be the niche target audience to reach out to those that don't get the shine because they're either on the come up or they're not the big name, right? That's what separates us from the ESPNs, Fox Sports, and what have you. So when I saw the Palm Sports again, I was like, I see exactly what they're doing, but they need the reach. They need to make that connection. So that's why I want to make sure you're 75-25%. For instance, that clip alone, just breaking down how it works for you and what you're trying to do to make a change in society for kids coming up, generations to come, they need to hear that.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Because to the outside world looking in, they see the Facebook, and if it only has X amount of views, I mean, people follow numbers. People are more followers than leaders, right?
Let's be honest.
So if the numbers are not showing that you're getting the traction, then if they're less, like, is this a real app? Is it efficient? Does it work? Mm-hmm. Some people will ask more questions before they click the button and download the app, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's skeptical. There's a lot of scammers out now, right? There's a lot of, you know, unfortunately, with the information era, that leaves the door open for more people to try to take people's money, right?
Exactly. The good thing is we've got a lot of things working for us in our, you know, in our advantage here. Number one, Ken Pompey. He's the face of our, you know, entire organization. He has two proven stories, real life stories in his sons that prove the legitimacy of our company. And you can tell just from this podcast with Ken how giving of a person he is. He just wants to give back the exact same things that he gave to his children And now he wants to give the ability, the capability for other people, other parents to be able to give that to their children and give everyone a chance to win this race, right? Because there's a lot of people who are not even in the race who could probably win. So nonetheless, that's what we want to do here. And that's our goal from locally to all around the world. You're going to see Palm Sports for sure, giving back and changing the way we do sports.
Yes, and transparency is key in terms of we want the world to know this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it, so that it's not going to be a one day thing. It's going to be a lifetime thing, you know, generational, like we said earlier. So that's the plan.
Mm-hmm. And just like I want to take it from a coach's perspective as well. We've been kind of looking at from it from the athlete side of things, you know, athletes looking for coaches. Sure. Don't forget, if you're a coach, if you're a parent and, you know, you coach on a little league team or you coach on whatever team it might be, join our app, become a coach, share your skills, spread your knowledge and give your great training abilities and skills to kids and athletes who need it and get paid to do that stuff. Right. So if you want to charge someone $40 an hour, you know, if that's your coaching rate and you coach someone for 1 hour, then $40 is what you would get paid. Of course, 25%, as Ken said, would come to Palm Sports for facilitating everything and you'd get 75%. If you can coach for a number of hours a day, well, you can really supplement your income as a coach. You can really put some money into your pocket while you do exactly what you love to do in coaching.
I like that. That was a great example for just letting people know that the app works for both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the athletes. Tom, do you have any more questions for him? We do got about 3 minutes left. I want to make sure we get all our questions in.
It was intriguing, though. This was super intriguing because we're known for basketball and football content.
Yeah, exactly.
Different type of thing. Granted, I do got Ken Griffey in the background, but.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing I noticed is that Ken Griffey jersey. Yeah.
I told him that they were gonna notice that. I told him.
Yeah, exactly. Because I got the baseball get hit by one, I quit.
Exactly.
I said, yeah, I'm done with this, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Linebackers even worse, but what?
pretty soon we're gonna be talking about cricket. Cricket is a sport in another part of the world.
Exactly. So we're starting with the big five sports. Just to let you guys know, we're starting with the big five sports. And I always seem to not get this list right, but I'm going to try. Basketball, baseball, soccer, hockey, football. I nailed it this time. So those are the big five sports. And eventually, we're going to go from everything to exactly what Ken said, from basketball to ping pong to cricket to volleyball to handball. It's going to be all across every single sport. But of course, we're keeping our focus, we're keeping very focused in the beginning on the big sports to try to bring as many people on board as possible. And then we're going to branch out to every sport you can think of.
I do got one last question before we wrap this up. Ken, how did you find GTA Sports? I'm just curious. How did you find it?
We found that my administrative assistant, she went looking out for individuals or companies that are in our niche. You guys are in our niche, and we felt that you guys were a good fit, and it worked out. It's a great conversation.
I was wondering the same thing.
I was like, we don't even cover baseball. So I'm like, how did you find us? I was like,
we've got a great team. Let's just say that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yep. Shout out to your team for that. Let them know I said thank you. You guys are welcome. Come back whenever you feel free. You got something new you want to break down if you have a new breakthrough with the app. But real quick, let them know where they can find you on the social media platforms, and we'll go ahead and wrap this up.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, wonderful. So you can find us on every social media platform you can think of. Just type in Palm Sports, POM Sports. You'll find us. And if there's one message that I have for everyone who's listening is if you're a coach, sign up to be a coach. You can sign up on palmsports.com. Find us on social media. Send us a DM. Just say you want to be a coach. We'll get you set up, get you paid. And again, follow us on TikTok, Insta, Twitter, everywhere you can think of.
It's Todd Slater and Nintendo Turner with GTA Sports. Thanks again, fellas. Until next time, we out.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Todd Slater and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.